Storms ripped through western Kansas from Wallace County to Ness County in a swath 10 to 15 miles wide on May 14th. Wind gusts up to 80 miles per hour and hail from pea-sized to baseball-sized broke out windows, dented cars, and tore siding off of houses. Wheat fields in the area weren't spared either. Fields that were already suffering from drought stress were completely destroyed by the Great White Combine. In Scott County, Glenda and Rich Randall estimate that they lost about 300 acres of wheat near their home. Within 10 minutes, marble-sized hail paired with 70-mile-per-hour winds tore through their irrigated wheat field. The wheat was just beginning to head out, but after the storm, it appeared as though it had been mowed off by a dull blade. Rich estimated that field, which was planted late after corn, would have made 40 bushels per acre, but now was a total loss. A field to the west also suffered severe damage, but Rich estimated it was only a 50% loss. On the upside, the Randalls did have multi-peril and hail insurance, as hail is common in their area. A few miles to the east, the Ramseys surveyed their fields near Manning, Kansas. Mark, who returned to farm with his dad Craig in 2011, said this was the worst he's seen. From the road, the field still looked somewhat lush, but upon closer inspection, heads were bent over and stalks were broken in half. The smell of freshly cut grass was in the air. Divots in the ground showed how much force the hail had. Although they have federal crop insurance, they do not have additional hail insurance. Neighbors in the area estimated that up to two-thirds of their crop was destroyed. To the west, David and Lisa Shim farm near Sharon Springs, Kansas, in Wallace County. The storm directly hit their house and the fields near their house, which appear to be a total loss. Lisa said the pre-hail yield estimate for the 325-acre field near their house was 42 bushels per acre.
The hailstorm went from Weskin and went southeast, pretty much in a line. It was very wide. We're estimating a little over half of our wheat was destroyed. It was 70 mile an hour plus winds. I would say it probably would have been golf ball up to just shy of a baseball size hail. And the winds were vicious. It wiped everybody's west side windows, siding out. Windshields were knocked out of vehicles. And, of course, wheat fields.
This devastation follows a hard year where Kansas wheat has suffered from drought. Many areas of the state have received less than an inch, up to only a couple inches of moisture since last October. Abandonment of acres has been more common than average, and only 7.8 million acres were planted last fall, which is the third lowest planted acreage since 1913, up only slightly since last year. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.